Hello, and welcome to the Woman Warrior Podcast. I'm Lisa Torch, your host, and the author of Warrior Wellness and the Meal Planning Blueprint. This is an almost weekly podcast that covers health and fitness, training, weight loss, nutrition, and meal planning, among other things. This episode is brought to you by my latest ebook, The Warrior Wellness Meal Planning Blueprint. The blueprint gives you all the tools you need to calculate your daily calories and choose foods that you enjoy so you can make weight loss easy and fun. It also includes some really amazing recipes that are low in carbs and calories that will help you reach your goals faster. Best yet, it's available at a super affordable price. So go to womanwarriorfitness.com and click on books and programs to get your copy today. Today, we're going to talk about strength training and why strong is the new sexy and strong is the new skinny. It's arguably the most important part of your health, fitness, and weight loss journey. But why? And how does one start if you've never so much as lifted a dumbbell in your whole life? Well, I'm here to tell you it's not that complicated and it's not that difficult. I get it. Strength training is not as easy or mindless as getting on a treadmill or elliptical for 30 minutes. But strength training makes for a healthier heart. It fights osteoporosis by increasing bone density, controls blood pressure and blood sugar, and it can even improve cholesterol. It's a key component in reducing stress because it produces endorphins faster and more effectively than cardio training. And according to a new study in the JAMA Psychiatry Journal, people with major depressive disorders see a marked reduction in symptoms simply by strength training 2 or more days per week. And ladies, if you're afraid that strength training will make you bulky, stop. Just stop. This is a myth that just won't go away. Women have lower levels of testosterone that simply won't allow them to gain the kind of muscle that will make them look big and bulky. But if lean, sculpted arms, legs, glutes, abs, and shoulders are what you're after, you will need to lift. It's also a myth that muscle weighs more than fat. It is more dense than fat tissue, meaning it takes up less room in your body composition. So while the scale may not move downward as rapidly, you will fit in your clothes better and look smaller. Also, the more lean mass you have, the higher your metabolism will crank up. So again, I can't reiterate enough. You want muscles. You want lean mass. All of that said, where do you start? If you've never picked up a weight before, you can use body weight or resistance bands. For body weight, you can do squats, push-ups, planks, and pull-ups. The resistance you get from these body weight exercises can be as effective as working with weights or machines. And as far as resistance bands, they're a great introduction to strength training if you have little or no experience with it. A great resistance band program can be found at stevierichardsfitness.com, and I highly recommend it. I have used it and have been very successful with it. As you get stronger, you can start using dumbbells, kettlebells, and barbells. There are quite a few great weight training exercises in my book, Warrior Wellness. Dumbbells come in a variety of weights and are a great option if you can work out at home. Kettlebells have a handle that allows you to perform swinging motion moves that raise your heart rate, which provide a super efficient cardio and strength training workout all in one. And when you're ready to take on more advanced training, a barbell is the way to go. To be safe, start with something light like a broomstick until you get your form absolutely correct. It's important to have a spotter when training with barbells, either an experienced training partner or a personal trainer. I urge you to take advantage of the free training sessions at most gyms when training with barbells. Weight machines can also be a useful part of strength training program when you're starting out, since the machine can help you find your correct form and it isolates the muscle group you're working on. And again, please take advantage of the free training sessions at the gym to learn how to use these machines correctly and avoid injury. So all in all, you need to strength train as part of your overall fitness and wellness program. In fact, your program should include elements of strength, cardio, stretching, and mindfulness to ensure your overall mind and body well-being. If you have any questions or want more information, please visit womanwarriorfitness.com and send us a message. Or you can email me at womanwarriorfit@gmail.com. I will answer every email personally, and that's a promise. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and please like and subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. And again, this episode is brought to you by the Warrior Wellness Meal Planning Blueprint. Thank you so much. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you real soon. Take care.